Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Pastor Dale Brooks, the final chapter. What's in a name? I know so many of you never knew Dale Brooks, and I have been on his legacy for a while. But I pray you have learned a bit about yourself, how you can change, how you can fill your glass with something eternal and not settle. I hope my examples of pastor have inspired you to be more. Wallace Stegler wrote a novel of the Old West called The Angle of Repose. It is the way people held you in their hearts when you were alive. So I offer up again one last time that Dale Brooks' name is not just a man's name, but to so many, because of what he gave them. It's a prayer, a whisper, a chant, a rallying cry, a trumpet call. It's a challenge to be the best that we can be for God. He didn't profess that he did it all right because he didn't. He would have told you specifically how and why he wasn't, but he never stopped growing, never stopped dying to himself so he could be more like Christ. He was the example of the true greats that went before him. People that we admire and people who wanted to be associated with who they were. But Dale was different. He never craved the attention or the admiration of people. He wanted to be used by the Holy Spirit to change souls, and change them he did. I could name a lot of names that you don't know over the last 30 plus years that I have known him, but it doesn't matter that you know. What matters is that they were changed and walk with God today, and their children and their children's children to 1,000 generations. They walk again in their once shattered marriage today. So many have restored their broken relationships. They have learned to live and to love more today because of the seeds that he planted under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. There's no magic for you to grab a hold of or to be more like him. He pointed you to Christ. It's called faith and grace and forgiveness and honor and holiness, respect, and always saying yes to God. One of my favorite movies is Spartacus. When the Romans had finally captured the slaves and rebels, they shouted, "Which one of you is Spartacus? And if he will step forward, the rest will be spared," or they would crucify them all. Spartacus immediately stood up saying, "I'm Spartacus." And then every man on that hill, one by one, stood up saying, "I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus." Spartacus's name was no longer just a name either. It had become a battle cry to free men everywhere. So tonight, I want to raise my voice in a holy salute. I would sound a shofar's horn, or better still, have his brother C.L. play his trumpet. In a proclamation, and in prayer, and in celebration of the resurrected heart and soul of the great servant Dale Brooks, in a long lineage of Brookses. His name is the echo of all godly, good men everywhere who are fighting the good fight. His fight was always to shine the light of Christ on a hill to make it a better place. And you have won, Pastor. You have fought the good fight. We thank you for showing us how to be a warrior and a peaceful servant. Mama Kay, in our best moments, we are all Dale Brookses. He has risen on eagle's wings. The shadows have disappeared and faith has become his eyes. One day, we too will see what he sees. The greatest weapon in life is a heart full of Jesus' love and compassion for the souls of others. His life was the great lyrics of a true love song to Christ and Mama Kay Brooks. I am so thankful for walking the same piece of earth, and for riding the same highways on a myriad of motorcycles and dirt bikes with my pastor and my friend. I pray that you let his life inspire you to live a brighter one for Christ. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.